Welcome to Secrets of Hagheim. Last time our party went fishing. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
All right. Yup.
Yup, that.
And so you guys return after beating up the Swahagan that were beating up a Lokatha. Don't know where Krotoa came from.
I didn't know what it was, and I was thinking that it was the other fucking fish people that worship enough things.
Wow, that's pretty racist.
Yeah,
that's fishist.
With you guys now in a room that has clouds of blood and floating bodies of dead fishmen. This Lokatha, kind of beaten up, not looking super good, looks to you all and goes, "But how did you all get in here?"
We swam.
Came in from the door.
"But the door's that way," and points out of the room. "You came from in the cell that had my great buddy in it. Is my buddy okay?"
Oh, no, he is not okay.
What happened?
I'm assuming he was trying to dig out of the cell. And I don't know. He's dead now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he got free.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my buddy. And he goes in and... You just hear the wails of a sad seal fish man.
I would like to loot the floating body.
Sure.
We don't have time for this. We have to open a door.
Be fair, that might have took the us key. 18 seconds.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's see, investigation?
Yeah, from the sounds of it, we're in like a cell area.
Mm-hmm.
So dark. There we go.
Uh-oh. Exploration.
Hey! Does it work all good now?
It should.
Should.
We'll see.
Knock on wood.
I'm blaming one of you.
All right.
Just blame me, apparently, because I break everything.
Hold on. Let me just go through these rounds first, because you do have some rounds on the table. If you would like to take the chance of augmenting your initiatives with whatever dumb powers you have, go ahead.
Ah, I will augment mine with my drinking powers.
And it's not wrong.
Why did I think he was gonna say something else as he pulls up the bottle?
Look, if I'm gonna do a shot, I'm gonna do it right away. So,
all right.
I'll hang out.
Touch Asher. Gift of Alacrity.
Oh.
Cool, you can do that on your turn.
Yeah, whenever that happens.
I hate how everything I own just has dog hair in it now.
I'm just queuing it up.
Welcome
for
to owning a husky.
Two. Oh, I didn't have my... selected. Whoops.
You just walk out in the hallway in our place and there's mini opals everywhere.
They begin to grow and fester in the corner.
Seems like it sometimes, because they get bigger.
Anyone else?
No, I'm good with mine.
I will remain at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I'm good.
Alright.
Yes, Jesse, the bottom of the leaderboard.
During this, you guys can just talk freely, FYI.
Okay.
Just for movement, and also, this is timed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, If you forget. Yeah, if you're going to be leaving the room, yeah, we'll switch to Vision Ghost. But if you're going to be investigating the room or doing something.
Okay.
Well,
the only one investigating the room is the person who said he wanted to loot the dead fish people.
So we can move doors. Freely, and initiative isn't important for this area. It's just for preemptive.
Well, yeah, we're going to use it. Keeping track of time, because remember, you have 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're using it. You have movement speeds. We're taking the time.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you said it was timed, so I thought you meant like stopwatch right now or something.
No.
Okay.
No, as in we're. Are you're trying to open this door? Cool, roll me out. This is heavy stone.
Well, it's been soaking in water.
Field bad shit.
Cool, and you're trying to do this stealthily? Right? That's what you said, yeah? Cool, roll me a stealth check.
You still have your +10 because pass without trace is still active.
Oh!
Jesus.
Oh my.
Jesus Christ.
46.
He needed a +10.
You move silently, but also swift.
You're able to open up this door without making a goddamn sound at all. It takes you a little bit of an effort, but I guess you're able to do it. Fucking bards.
Fucking.
Well, I can see dark vision. Yeah. Did anyone have their lanterns on?
No.
I turned mine off since Amethyst cast.
Then it would be accurate because both Asher and Lutric are humans and can't see shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, both of them are human. Dark vision.
So, looking in Asher, the unfinished stone of the cell is not illuminated in any way. A rough platform carved into one wall serves as a bed.
Sounds like a cell.
I love this Patrick Star bed.
Huh.
That was his entire house, Sam. He slept on the rock.
He slept underneath the rock. Wait, it was free action at the talk, you said?
He said we're also able to talk freely between turns.
Yeah.
every time we talk, no it's a talking. Turn.
While this is going on, though, we will be skipping Gipping Up's turns because they don't give a shit about anything any of you are doing or where they are.
So. I think that, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to do, too. Just like, press the digitation, someone dirty, pass.
And then you can just skip that. Fang, what are you doing, bud?
And we're checking cells. I guess we're checking cells. So one,
yeah,
two.
Good job, boys.
Athletics to open, right?
Yeah, you trying to do this stealthily?
Yes, I'm trying to do it stealthily.
Okay.
Not like it probably matters with a heavy stone fucking door, but who knows? The what? The store dorm.
Did you ever try to start the store?
Athletics. 13. Stealth.
Hey.
35.
So, Fang, you start pushing against this, and you start getting the door moving inwards. But before you can get it fully cracked open, you're going to start to hear angry snarls from within the cell. Seems like there is some large beast inside that is roaring and thrashing around. You can continue to open this door if you would like, or allow it to be closed once again by this creature thrashing about like a maniac.
I get a sight on the creature or just a shadow?
It is moving fast and it big.
It big?
It help. It help kill fish. I'm sure it doesn't like being there.
Well,
or maybe it does because it's trying to close the door. Who knows?
Well, let's try speak with animals then and see if I can communicate with it without moving the door open any farther. Just leaving it kind of where it is.
Okay. Speak with animals.
Cast once. Do you want me to pop that in chat?
Yeah, pop it in chat. Why not?
I get it once a day for free. Otherwise, I can then use spell slots on it.
Let me check the typing on this thing. Oh, it is. It is a beast. What a weird creature. You're just going to start hearing from within side of there. Where is Kish? Where is Kish? I'm going to rip your fucking heads off.
Do I know what Kish is?
I want to assume that's probably that roll other thing history we check. Did.
Okay.
And it's going to be nothing.
No.
Yeah. I know what Kish is. Some of that jank Kish.
It might be talking about a little, you know.
Smoking some seaweed.
It might. You never know.
Come, peace. We're not affiliated with these fish monsters.
I guess I'd ask the question, who is Kish? It's speak with, not just communicate. Okay.
It is going to, you're going to hear it suddenly go dead silent. There's no movement. It's going to do this.
Okay. Can I say anything else before it decides to burst out the doors?
Sure. What does he want to say?
Well, I mean, since it'd be prior to that, my name is Fang, and I'm non-hostile towards you. Nice. Nice attack.
As you're all sitting there, and you can hear Fang being like, who's Kish? And, like, the movement, the sound stops from within, you're just like, what the fuck's going on? And you hear, like, hey, we're not associated. A massive tree trunk, like, fish lion fucking arm juts out and slashes Fang across the face. God, taking 5 hell? Points of damage, and you are pushed 5 feet back.
Okay.
And Fang, you're just going to hear, dumb fish can't trick me. Me smart.
So, like, did it push the door opens anymore when it did that, or did it just kind of like
it sort of did, but it just did it enough to where its arm could reach through and slash.
Still keeping a distance though, Fang. Do you have a name? Fang's not giving up.
No response. Is there anything else you can do on your turn there, bud?
Well, depends on how much I'm able to speak on my turn.
I'd say we've definitely used up a 6 second allotment.
Yeah, second left. All right, then that would be my turn. I'm not pulling out any weapons. I'm just trying to talk. And where is the button? There it be.
All right, Lutric. You just watched Fang try talking to a thing, and then a massive arm just come out and just beam him right in the face.
Fang would make it known, though, since we are able to speak freely, that he wants to try and communicate with the creature as it may be some help to us.
What do you mean, as you watch freely?
as you watch blood slowly just come off of his wounds.
Because Davis said, while we're technically not in combat, we can speak freely between turns in character. I know,
but in character, I was questioning what Fang meant by speak freely.
Sure.
What is recording everything?
So I guess probably all the doors on the north side look like those cell doors that are just giant stone slabs. I guess that I'll just head down here and be like to everyone else. We should probably keep going. I'm not sure we'll find much in these cells. I often don't leave prisoners with stuff, so. 1, 2, 3. I'll just go right there. That's it.
Ah, yes. Time for me to move. That's it.
Nice.
What did that's you all do? That's as far as I can move.
Where were you?
Wait, what? Why can you only move like 10 feet?
Wait, that wasn't 10 feet. I was like, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I can move one more space.
You could also take the dash action.
I could. But now that I'm next to Asher, I'm going to touch him and give him this gift of alacrity. Like I said,
Asher, Boltier just touches you and you feel a weird tingly sensation. And he's just giving you a smile. And it's kind of a weird, it's a weird situation.
And a thumbs up.
Good. I'm just gonna end your turn now.
Which way did the was it Lilacanth point?
He pointed here, right?
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah. No, which way did he point?
At the only actual exit out of this room.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You come to a crossing.
You come.
I'm gonna just hold action here in case anything attacks the party at this point. Pass.
Where's the werewolf?
What action are you holding?
The attack action.
Okay.
Alright, Asher. Nope. Jordan. Oof.
Oof. Yeah, that's a big oof.
It's basically an A name, let's be honest here.
You just turn the Y upside down, take the end of the Y and put it in the middle of the Y, and then it's an A.
Yeah. So, Jordan, what are you doing?
So, I missed the part what happened over here. Was, did something hit Fang?
Yes.
Yes, a
and large it came from here, right?
Arm. Yep.
Yes, it came from the cell. Yep.
I really do. I mean, I would stand a guard just in case if, you know, it turns out to be, you know, violent, but I don't know. Let's see. Well, just give me a sec. I'm just reading this spell and see if it actually has any use for the situation. Question. So, if I were, could I don't really think this will actually be any benefit. I just want to use it and see if I could detect anything from this particular being. But I'm going to try to use detect evil and good. I know it sounds really stupid just from the thought of, you know.
All right. Click on it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I only have one meaning. Okay.
So, for 10 minutes, you know if there is any aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. Similarly, if you know there is a pee, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah, this spell's awesome. It's really great. You detect 3 undead. One here, one here, one here.
Hey, what about That's the awesome. Celestials?
What about him?
He doesn't detect them.
Okay, well, I guess technically he would detect a celestial somewhere around Boltier, definitely not Boltier, and you know, an aberration somewhere in the room. It's a little more ephemeral.
Who the hell's following me? This is celestial.
I wonder.
It's not. It's,
I wonder.
It's not Chris. If you're thinking it's Chris, it's not Chris.
No, it might be Kristoff.
Yeah.
Who told you he was a celestial now?
Kristoff.
No, he's not. Don't listen.
Okay, so I'm definitely not detecting anything from this. From this thing that
one of the big things that tells you is that your detection is blocked by 1 foot of stone. That's a lot more than 1 foot.
I suppose you're right.
It's at least 2 feet of stone.
Also, we do know that it is a beast. Partly. Some kind. It could be something else as well. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you're definitely picking up Gip and Gop as an undead, and Asher has one, so hey.
That's a lot. Goddamn, yeah, that actually was beneficial. Alright. Well, I think my attack action just in case, and just stand guard right here.
You casted a spell.
That's true. Alright, well, I'm pretty much done then.
Okay.
Ah, right. Yes. You know what I'm gonna do?
So Alondra's gonna be T-posing. Oh, no. You control her in combat, buddy. Don't get ahead of yourself.
She was just gonna go over there next to Lutric. I don't know what's the big deal.
Oh, no.
Sure, yeah.
And kiss.
There. It's slightly open. These doors also, FY, pull in. They don't push out. So, whatever it is, it probably can't get out on its own. Didn't look like it had opposable thumbs.
So, when does the door become ajar?
Push you down a mine shaft.
Oh my god, that was a joke that was made.
We've truly reached the pinnacle of comedy.
Also, once you've entered this hallway, I'm going to count it as you are ready to leave, and that will be it.
Oh, yeah.
You only see vision from Vision Ghost?
Yeah, that's how that works. It's dark down here.
Wait, do you not see a gray version of everything?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because he has a light. Yeah, so what you're seeing now, which is everything super gray, that's dark vision.
Yeah, and I know you didn't know what that looked like.
So is that the end of your turn? You gonna enter into the next cutscene area or not?
The fog wall.
Also, if you're in this hallway, you can place yourself where you want to be in actual, like, movement. It's FYI.
Good to know. I'm moving back.
Yeah, so Asher, if you want to enter the fog wall, would you like to enter fog wall, or are you trying to prolong this as long as possible? This whole dungeon's a bus.
Yeah, they'll move behind Ali.
Oh yeah, it's Fang's turn again.
Yeah. So Fang, you want to continue talking to Beast or enter fog wall?
The Dark Souls fog wall. Fang's gonna do one thing.
Fire hand?
Yes. Fang is going to speak to the creature again. The fish people are Lokatha, right? Is that how you say it?
Well, catfish, seal people, yeah.
The ones we just fought, yeah?
No, those were Swahagan.
Those are Swahagan.
Those are shark Lokatha. Fish people.
Yes, Lokatha are the friendly ones. I have to remember all the fish people races. Okay. We are not Swahagan, and I'd be willing to let you out to go free if you wish. Fang is going to shimmy a Swahagan body close to the entrance of the door as proof, because I'm assuming he can probably, I can't see him inside, so I can't see if he's looking outside, but...
We're not Swahagan. Here's a dead Swahagan body.
Roll me persuasion with advantage.
Okay. Persuasion. Oh, with advantage.
With advantage.
Okay.
I'll take a shot for you, buddy.
Well, I mean, okay, fine.
It's with advantage.
I would have been fine with a 16. So that means I just reroll one, don't I? Or do I reroll the whole thing?
You roll both.
Oh, okay.
You can also click advantage on your character.
Yes. I forgot to click that.
We've been doing this for how long, Samuel? Come on. Professional, come on.
professional jubator.
Come on, Tyler, it's not that bad.
No, it's pretty fucking atrocious.
What is it?
It's his special juice.
Davis's custom handle of death.
Yep.
Ooh, it looks green.
That's fireball in it.
It's piss yellow. Oh. And yes, it does have fireball in it. That's why.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go again. Persuasion.
Nice.
Oh.
So we still take the we still take the 16. So you don't need to worry that much.
Yeah, I'll be fine with it.
You're just going to watch that fucking giant arm come swinging out again, and it's going to drag the body in there, and you're just going to start hearing it eat. This doesn't seem to be aggressive towards you at the moment, but whether it might help you or be friendly, who the fuck knows?
Would that count as my action, technically, to just shimmy the Swahagan body, or can I now try to push on the door?
I'll give you a push on the door. Roll me athletics. Are you trying to be sneaky or not?
Of course. So I'll do that. Athletics. Oh, that was with advantage. Shit.
Why don't you just roll that again?
Roll a regular. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam. Get it together.
Same thing. And a stealth, and then I'll probably take my shot for nice 38 stealth. I'll probably take my shot for the athletics.
Man, I'm glad we're getting these crits out of the way right now.
Yeah, of course. Like,
jokes on you. Session. I haven't critted this session or last session.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're storing them.
What a freaking loser, sure, right, guys? Yeah.
Storing them.
Don't worry, it's fine. Sam's just trying to crit to have a sea lion released on all of us and murderers.
Can you believe that this guy?
No one said this is a good idea, but Fang's doing it.
Gonna have to put it down like water, Yeller.
Don't drink the yeller water.
It's like your handle of death, huh?
Yeah, honestly.
It's not that bad.
Right now, I don't know which alcohol it is, but it is just sitting in my fucking throat.
I called
19
it.
To push it open. One last thing he'll say is there's an exit through one of the other cells. Be well, friend. We're moving on.
And I can't wait till we die.
Yeah. Let's hope it doesn't kill us.
So, Fang, you're going to expend, basically, so you know, your movement's getting spent on this to open this.
Yep.
Because it took you so fucking long. I don't know why that was in two parts. That's weird. But here's a giant sea lion. Literal sea lion. And it is currently eviscerating a shark fish person, a Swahagan. And as soon as, like, Fang opens up the doors fully, like, there's water rushing in because of the movement, and just a cloud of blood and viscera just starts seeping out.
I love breathing in viscera.
That's my turn.
Yeah.
Viscera cleanup detail.
And, Lutric, you're in, you're waiting for party to arrive for cutscene, yeah.
You are in Dark Souls boss mode.
I'm doing my idol animation.
Natural T-pose?
No, like,
is it being Carmella attacked by a spider and dying?
No, that's my intro animation.
Not even his, like,
that's perfect.
His ending animation. I'm in cutscene, by the way, Davis.
All right, cutscene. All right, Jordan. You just see peeking around the corner, you see this giant fucking beast ripping a thing apart. Blood and viscera just seeping out. You breathe in a little and you go, gross.
Quick, run to the cutch scene. You can't take damage while you're in cutscene.
The cutch scene?
Don't you make fun of me. I'm retarded.
Hey!
Oh, don't worry, I'm just...
As I am analyzing this creature, I turn around immediately and walk to it the group.
Go to Cassian, you can't take
that. That is the proper reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, Yorn just immediately looks, leaves. Great. Things are running smooth. Cutscene T-pose, doing something nefarious, Fang.
I told him we were moving on, so I'm...
Cutscene T-pose.
I'm going into the cutscene.
Oh, great. So I'm just going to move you guys up a little bit.
Why do I get the feeling something bad is going to happen with this?
Oh, it probably will.
That's
it might eat something that we're going to need to try.
Why? No. We're going to bring back Vision Ghost.
Thank fucking God.
All right, guys. Cutscene. As you guys come to this intersection, you begin to hear different sounds. Okay. Coming from the different halls.
I'm in control of Vision Ghost, right? Could you give that to someone else temporarily? I'm going to go make myself plate of dinner real quick.
Cool. All of you can control them because I don't care that much.
Okay.
From as you're looking at the map, down the left hall, you hear silence. Down the right hall, you hear what sounds like mining, rock work. But down this middle hall, directly in front of you, you hear the sounds of cheers. And what sounds like stomping against stone in mass number. Kind of like going to a stadium. People doing chants. Which direction would you like to go?
Not towards the stadium. I'm not a gladiator. I'm not entertaining these people.
We're supposed to be quiet, so taking the quiet path seems right.
Sounds like Joey disagrees.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, go towards the stamping fish.
Football.
I don't know. I agree with the quiet path. Anybody opposed to the quiet path?
It's a ruse, but yeah.
Do you know this? Have you been here before?
No, it's just fucking common sense.
No. That's what he wants us to think.
Obviously, you should go towards the mining. You destroy their infrastructure, the rest of it will fall.
Their infant structure?
You know what? All of you can fuck off.
They build a giant statue of an infant.
I guess that's why they call them miners, but fish.
Miners, not miners.
Amethyst has no opinion on which way to go. It shall follow the party.
So which way is the party going?
Good question.
I think we've had three for quiet.
Yeah, I said quiet.
That's majority already right there.
Yep.
Well, we'll start heading that way.
It was left way. I don't remember which direction he said that was.
Quiet
left.
Mining okay. Stadium.
One.
Nope. Vision ghost. Bud.
Nope.
Crazy.
Well, they would never do that. That's too obvious. Davis wouldn't pull something that obvious.
I'm glad that this is a pre-written adventure.
Why is that?
Yeah, Davis wouldn't pull something so obvious. Yeah, it's definitely me. Haha.
So we're going left?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Davis, you obviously created the entirety of D&D. You can't lie to me.
Yeah, I'm just you guys, saying that. Yeah, smooth, yeah. You guys walking down this hall, it's definitely very well worked, put together. It's interesting, say at least. Walking down this way, you'll see an upcoming intersection. Which, Taylor, once you arrive there, please stop at the intersection. Hear a myriad of sounds coming down the path that you already walked from. But you can still hear the cheers and the jeers of the stadium from down here. And you still hear silence up here. What path would you like to take? You also have four people to kill and a door to open, so...
Yeah.
Oh, man, should we just enjoy the sounds of silence for right now?
Isn't That's where the door is. Home.
You gotta think big, bigger than that.
Yeah, you gotta think big. Tom Hanks big. Zoltar. What?
Yes.
I would assume our other options would be the mining, which they're excavating more rooms, going deeper, something. So, I mean, if we're trying to get up to the gate.
We don't want to go deeper. Yeah, I see what you're thinking. I think.
And obviously, we can't just run through the stadium on a stealth mission.
I could.
Gladiator style, it's fine.
Even with our plus 10 with Pass Without Trace, walking through the middle of that would probably get a spot.
You're hiding under the dirt.
You're hiding under the corpses.
I mean, we do, but...
I vote up. Forward and... Well, yeah, forward, and then we obviously see it goes up.
You guys do know that you have a target on this level.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought there were two on this level. Nope. Or was it just one?
Just one.
I'm going to bet because it's stadium
sharing.
The other
three are on the next level.
Ah.
Blade Master.
Battle Master.
Battle Master, yeah.
Yup.
Oh, no.
Let's get surrounded by Svelha again.
Yeah, I feel like we should do that one last then, honestly.
Throw a bomb.
Arena.
Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Podium.
He's standing
Isn't
there
that
giving
a specific,
speech.
Whatever.
The Coliseum, yeah, the arena. Problem is, we've already wasted time, though. And
just for the sake of us running out of time and water breathing, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
I can recast that if we need to.
And we're already a half hour done. At least.
No, we have.
No, we only have half an hour to open.
We've been
doors.
Down here for like probably 4 minutes total.
So we
you got more than enough time left. With water breathing.
Yeah.
The problem is we only have 26 minutes. The 26 minutes that we may spend fighting a bunch of Sohagen.
Just
instead
remember,
of opening the door.
D&D time, not real time.
yeah, but like.
I
for the
say
sake
we go
of, like,
down.
For the sake of it, I'm going to be honest. You guys can definitely have these conversations and stuff, but I'm letting you know that these decisions of like where to go and how to go about them are happening more snap in game.
Okay.
Because you guys know, like in game, it's very much so you need to get this done as quickly as possible. So you're not going to be like, well, let's figure this out. Which is actually a better plan?
So
let's just stand in the middle of this intersection.
We have one for the left, one back to mining, and one down.
I'll follow Lutric.
So that's two down.
I don't know, man. Down. Fuck it.
Three down. That's majority. Let's go down.
Straight to the office room.
I like how everyone sided with my I just rolled the dice to the side.
I didn't. I said left.
All right, boys, start moving them butts.
I have a feeling this will actually link up to the stadium as an entrance.
And I'm just going to move your tokens a little closer.
And maybe if we're lucky, if we're lucky, it's just he's just in like the prep room next to the stadium.
That looks like another entrance
ready.
To the stadium.
Yep, you are very close. And roll me some stealth checks, boys.
Oh, boy.
34.
I don't know if this will have the Pass Without Trace on it.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay, damn. So that's 23 for Allie and...
18.
Okay, so that's 26 for me.
I need
that's 33 for me.
And 28 for Boltier.
18 for myself and... There's Gips. Where's
Gips? Gips is going ghost.
27 and 20 for Gip and Gap. Oh, I didn't know.
Davis just fucking disappeared.
Davis was playing my father. Oh.
But he didn't have any milk.
Bop.
Opal.
All right. You guys definitely feel like you've been very quiet and silent. Upon getting this close to the stadium, you can definitely start noticing Swahag and people. They seem to be watching a show, as you can hear what sounds like something going on. There's some crunching, it sounds like. It doesn't sound like blades clashing against armor. It sounds more similar to what you would expect from, like, animals fighting. But you can definitely hear Swahagin. And there's, like, laughter, there's cheering, little boos. They seem to be quite distracted.
Oh, God, they're having the animals fight each other. Kish is dead. Kish is forever dead now. Or Kish is fighting currently. Either one. I suppose we should keep sneaking.
Down. stop right there.
Right there?
Oh.
Yep. You notice a fairly larger, more bulky, and better armored Swahagin sitting. He seems to be quite focused. He doesn't seem to be cheering, clapping, doing anything the other ones are. He's not enthralled, to say. But once you start passing by and your party members kind of going, man, Amethyst, there's like a little seashell, and you just slightly nudge it, and you just watch as it kind of like soars through the air a little bit. And your first reaction is to reach out and try grabbing it. You just miss it, just barely, by the tips of your fingers. And you hear it slightly go pop, pop, pop against the ground, which causes this large Swahagin to kind of turn around and take a good old beam look at all of you. He seems to like just stare kind of a little bit, kind of tilt his head. And he's here. Surface dwellers.
Blub, blub.
Which, no one seems to, like, a few people definitely seem to, like, take notice that he's not, like, he said something, he's doing something. But he is definitely going to move. And he's going to come on over. He's not going to step out of the hall, but he's just going to be there, like a large, imposing figure, blades and armor and weapons. He's going to take a look at you all.
Not slaves, I assume.
Go ahead, Ludric.
Why are you focused on me?
Because you're in front.
This has been...
Like, he's looking at all of us.
Yeah, but you weren't. Yeah, Amethyst, you'd be about right there when this happens. It's open to all of you.
Oh, no, not slaves.
So I assume you've all come here for... war? Battle?
Vacation.
Well, let's be honest here. No one comes to vacation in a Swahagin fortress. We're not very known for our hospitality.
As he smiles, you see large, just sharp shark teeth in his jaws.
If you're coming down from here, I assume you found a entrance of sorts. Unless you're going to tell me you made your way from the top, which would be impressive.
Someone else please talk besides me.
Can't even see what's going on.
We're being talked to by a large Swahagin man.
I understand that as a player, yes.
Fang, you definitely hear someone talking to you in common.
Alright. We found an entrance.
Oh. Well, resourceful to say the least. Why don't you come in? Enjoy the show.
Ooh, bit of a time crunch here. We could reschedule, though.
Roll deception.
Oh.
Yeah, I really... Reschedule.
I am.
No, yeah, it's going to be really hard to reschedule if they're dead.
So what's your 10 o'clock look like?
I'm taking a shot.
Oh my god.
Damn it.
Yes, please.
Oh. Oh my god, 7.
Listen, I am planning to reschedule, though. I'm very, very courteous.
I'm very interested in the Swahoogans culture.
Swahoogans.
Look, Jordan's Dutch, apparently.
Very interested in the Swahoogans culture.
Go for it, Bolty.
Oh, here we go.
This isn't Jordan talking.
17.
Hey.
He is just going to give a shorty chuckle.
Chuckle. Good. Well, you can move on then.
Reschedule? I don't think that's possible. Either your people die or I die and my people die. Pretty simple. Can't really reschedule if someone's dead, can ya?
There's always the option of peace. Diplomacy.
You're not wrong. But my people don't really believe in that.
We don't do that here.
It's a bit difficult to convince many that that's a viable plan.
Nations combine and
you know, why don't you try hurt? Convincing me?
I think we found one of our enemies. This is Tyler. No, this is Tyler. I think we found one of our enemies.
Okay.
Well, if you think already about know it, who you all are.
If you think about it, if you know two nations combined, the military strength of both kind of become greater. And you know, there's always rooms for, you know, Colosseum battles and, you know, fighting for honor and dueling
out of
and such.
Out of game. The Swahoggin is a proud warrior race that will never do that.
Schwoogies.
The Schwoogies.
That's racist.
The Schwoogies.
Don't you dare call them a Schwoogie anymore.
We don't call them that.
That is a interesting idea you have.
Go with it.
But I know who you are. Known for quite some time. To defeat a elder octopus is quite impressive. But I asked you to convince me. What would I get?
I know someone who could probably make you even stronger.
I'll entertain that idea. Who?
Well, see, he is my grandfather-in-law. He is known as Lord of the Boneyard.
Oh, no.
What a fucking statement. What are Gip and Gop doing upon that?
Oh, no.
Amethyst, looking back, you're just going to see the most creepy display of that wide Cheshire, like, broken grin they have, and their heads just slowly nodding.
God damn.
This has been a very interesting conversation so far.
You're going to see him pondering for a moment. You're going to see him pull out, like, a little, like, blue and, like, purple coral, like, pipe, stuff some seaweed in it, and just wave his hand slightly over, and you're going to start seeing like little embers and bubbles just pouring out. And he's going to take a wide just pull.
Don't know who that is. Not really interested. Pretty strong as is, to be honest. But.
Go ahead.
I find you land dwellers interesting. I'll admit it. We tried to board the ship you were on, if you've forgotten.
I wasn't there.
See him kind of lean in and squint a little bit? Oh yeah, you're not a hobgoblin, are you?
No.
Sorry, eyesight's a little bad.
Understandable, have a nice day.
But, he's going to turn his attention to Lutric. Some of you showed interesting characteristics. If I may ask you, Knight of the Lands Above, why'd you allow one of them to escape
when your companions were killing those who came aboard.
I don't like to needlessly take life if it can be prevented.
What an interesting concept. I like it. I am Blade Master Makot. And you and I have a closer connection than you think.
From his back, he is going to pull out what appears like a red crystalline battle axe.
Oh, lovely.
Here comes the next contestant.
Oh, has appeared.
Luchik's like, I don't do that anymore. I don't.
I'm clean. I went to rehab.
I'm off the stuff, sorry.
I assume you have experienced some of the same things I have. Dreams?
Yes.
I have an interesting proposition, then. If you accept my deal, we can talk. Simple. I don't count you among my enemies. Mine are, well, many. And counting. But this place, it is nice. But it's not my people's way. The Baron and Baroness, the Priestess, are up top. If you accept my deal, myself and a few of my more trusted would be able to leave this place.
Fucking insight.
Yeah, you can roll insight.
14.
Seems pretty straightforward.
If he was going to pull anything, he would have just shouted and been like, hey, there's intruders right here.
He will show you, pulling out a pocket, he will show you a small medallion made of what seems like calcified kelp in a ring of coral in the coloration of black and gray. This. See, we have many different creatures that reside within this place besides ourselves. If you run into any of your, let's call them guards, they'll leave you alone. Swahagan will still attack you, of course, but our sharks won't. I cannot say that for one of our other denizens of this place. It has a particular and peculiar mind of its own. He'll hold out the symbol. All I would need is knowledge of how you got in.
I mean, I'd be fine with the deal. I guess I don't know about everyone else.
I'd be fine. It felt more directed at you.
I know, but I don't want to speak for the entire group. That's the thing.
We trust your judgment, Lutric. I say over the earring of communication.
Enough for me.
Okay. Do you take the symbol?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. He'll give you a nod, and he'll ask where you entered from.
One of the cells had been busted in. There's a tunnel leading straight out. Well, it kind of curves a bit.
He'll nod. He will then tell you if you would like to, go to the top level, you will need to backtrack a little bit. He will tell you that going back to the intersection you just went down from, taking a left, you'll find a stairwell. You'll find stairs that lead up to the second level. You'll also find a equal set of stairs on the opposite side, but those should have guards there currently. The one on this side should only have their sharks. He'll inform you that if you find something, feel free to take it. It's not like these people are going to need it.
All right.
Peace!
Okay.
Fang will mention to him, are they walking past?
Yeah, he'll start walking by.
Bangle mentioned to him.
As he enters into the hallway, the rest of you who couldn't see him previously now see giant shark fish man.
I think we'll raise a finger. So there was a sea lion in captivity. I tried to, you know, ask for its assistance, and it is loose. As a forewarning, in case you run into it.
At that moment, you're going to start to hear screams coming from within the stadium.
Oh.
He's going to look back and go, huh.
Okay. As long as it doesn't attack you.
Hey, the Warcraft might be okay.
Oh, probably not.
No, probably not.
He'll give you a nod. And he'll just continue on his way. Bwap. Bwap, 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 bwap.
Oh, we meet again, bwap. I guess.
You guys have definitely just saved yourself a horrible encounter by actually taking that deal.
Assassination complete.
Yeah, but actually, out of game, what does that mean if we don't kill him? Does that mean our objective's not completed?
Well, he's not a threat anymore, so
yeah.
I would assume that it doesn't matter. Because, like, in that instance, I feel like as long as the threat from the person is neutralized, the mission's still kind of accomplished.
All right. So where are you guys heading? You want to head back to that intersection, or?
Let's pick it up, right, guys? Let's just go to the stairwell that he mentioned.
I agree.
With the sharks.
Okay, so the intersection.
We can loot after they're all dead.
Yeah.
Come on,
so
guys.
You know the stairwell would be this way.
Stairwell.
We're pressed for time, okay? We can't just think about greed right now.
Says Bolivar, the man who married into money.
But as you guys do reach the intersection, you do still hear screaming. Just screaming. They're shouting, and from back the way you just walked, from down here, there is definitely a large movement of people.
I think we should be moving faster.
All right, up the stairs. The battle master's just in there with, like, cement and, like, stone bricks plugging up the wall.
There's a big doorway here. Is that the whale?
Yeah, there is stairs there, but you do see that there is another room over here, though. Also, FYI, just big thing of, yeah, we can loot him when we're done. Once you reach the top level and you exit out the way you're supposed to, you're getting picked up and taken back to the ship.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I'm assuming they're gonna, like, share some of the loot after taking it over with us.
Sure they would.
I mean,
what has Lutric been concerned with loot?
Loot trick. Jeez.
Like, it's, if you break loot it down, it's basically loot but, rich. So
yeah, once you arrive here, you'll see that there's a shark that's swimming around in that room. Something weird about the shark, though, is seems to have, like, a large turtle shell encompassing the majority of its body.
Turtle shark.
Davis, is this by chance a beast?
Let me check. Nope.
Huh.
Tragic.
No turtle shark for you.
Yeah, that was pretty much, I was like, I'm gonna make note of it so I can transform into it later.
You do have sea lion. No, but
you can turn into a sea lion.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
At least there you go.
What's your guys' passive perceptions, real quick?
A lot.
18?
19.
Yeah, 13.
13 and 11.
So much passive perception.
12.
Alright, so Asher and Fang, as you guys come here and you're kind of like looking in, seeing like, wow, weird shark thing. You two are going to notice that this wall over here seems to be a little weird, like it's a little offset from the actual wall itself, like it's a little more recessed in. Kind of like a door. Do with that as you may.
Like, how much do we want to bet this is the one that won't listen to the medallion, though?
No, the sharks will listen.
He said one won't.
He said
there's one creature, not one shark.
Yeah, he definitely made it seem like it's not gonna, like, you're gonna know when you see it. And kind of looking at this thing, it kind of just looks like a dumb old shark with some shell on it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it don't look dumb impressive. Old. Like, there's five of them swimming around in this room that all look
identical. Oh, okay. I only see the one, so I was like...
No, you only see the one right now, but, like, they're kind of swimming in, like, a weird, like, circle situation.
Okay.
I mean, it's just one shark swimming really fast.
We could check that out, and maybe we could hide in there while the people scream and flee up the steps past us.
Good thinking, Luke.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing. Holy don't know Luke. How long that will take.
So door, stairs, what are we doing, boys?
I built stairs.
One stairs, one door. Blue trick.
Yeah, I think we could do the door real quick since up two here door. We're not going to share any of the loot with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three door, there we go.
Alright, yeah.
Easy diplomacy. Door, Davis.
Yes, I'll go. All
right.
First with the medallion.
Yeah, entering with a medallion. Like, these sharks definitely take notice of you at one point. And you, one of them definitely, like, comes a little close to the group. And it nudges against one of you and then just, like, swims away.
HAPD, motherfuckers.
Nobody. Only investigation, boys.
18.
14.
Oh, I didn't mean to have disadvantage on that.
13.
If we take the first one, 12, or I can re-roll it if you'd like.
12 is fine. Okay. All right. As you guys kind of looking at this little thing, like, it's definitely, like, when you're in the room, it's not super noticeable, but from that angle, it was quite noticeable when looking in. It's going to be Boltier and Amethyst that kind of, like, notice a few different switches. There's one on opposite sides of this archway. And you both kind of like look at each other, look over, and you just push the buttons at the same time. And the door's going to open up.
Oh.
Revealing another sea lion.
No. It reveals a room. The secret door opens into a short passage that leads south into a larger area. By the far end of the open area, perhaps 50 feet away, stands a closed coffer with canvas sacks propped against it.
I guess we could check the canvas sacks.
Does it look like there's a mechanism to open it from the inside?
The coffer?
The door.
Oh, the door?
Shuts automatically.
No. Not obvious one, at least.
Okay.
But looking inside, you can see the coffer. Walking in, it just seems like a hidden treasure room of some kind, to be honest. It will be Fang who notices that one of the slabs in the ground seems to be damaged of some kind. Cracks, which you'll be able to point out to, like, not step on. Taking a closer look, you'll easily be able to notice that that is a trap from the inside that will close the door. Looking in. The four canvas sacks each hold about 500 Electrum pieces each. And the coffer appears to be locked.
I don't think anyone has thief tools.
Check for traps.
Yeah, you can roll investigation on that, sure.
Does Boltier not? I thought he might have.
No, I do not have thieves tools. I do not.
There. I'll take my own shot for tonight.
Who puts floor traps underwater?
It wasn't originally underwater.
The island sank.
It is a thing where the Swahagan do walk and swim, because unlike you guys, they naturally have the ability to make themselves heavier. They have swim bladders.
Swim bladders? Do they pee from these swim bladders?
No, they can pee on you, though.
11, Davis.
I don't want that.
11 doesn't seem to be trapped. Just seems to be... like a fancy holder of some kind that's locked from a key of some kind. It's not too big.
No, those are just canvas sacks. This seems to be something that could be picked up and carried along, if you so desired. Or you could try to break it.
I mean, what do you guys think? I don't really have anything in order to break it, and I wouldn't be able to carry it.
I mean, I could try to smash it in one of my beast shapes.
Sea lion?
Octopus?
No, sea lion.
Where's the lion?
Right there, you see?
Oh, man.
Yeah, how heavy was it?
It'd be about 50 pounds.
Too much for me.
That sounds like a Lutric job.
How much are one of the bags of the Electrum in terms of weight?
Now you're making me calculate some, Sam.
Well,
money has
the only reason, the only reason I need to know is because I'm a weak boy that can't carry much.
Okay, once again, if we want to be meta about stuff, I could grab all of it, B-shape, and it becomes part of me.
Yeah, but once you...
Once I revert back, when we're done?
How long did your B-shape last?
Let me read that.
I don't think it lasts a long, long time.
One of the bags is 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
Yep.
Ooh.
Number of levels equal to half my druid level rounded down, so... 3 hours.
We'd also have to make sure you don't get damaged to low enough.
Well, we don't then know it, how. Then it, I would just drop. I would just drop it onto the ground, and then when we finish and we pick it up, rewild shape, and let's go.
Yeah, the bags, all four bags together, are just 40 pounds.
Plus the 50 pounds. Copper.
I'll take the bait. I'll grab one bag of the Electrum.
Okay.
I will also grab a bag.
Okay.
With the copper, take two hands to carry.
Yeah, but you could also use rope easily to tie it to yourself.
That's what I was wondering if I could do that, because if I can, I'll do that. Since
you can easily.
Plus, the copper should be much lighter since, you know, we're underwater.
500 electrum?
Yep.
Oh, God, I didn't. Think about that. Well, it shouldn't matter, actually.
If no one else makes a move to it, I'll grab an additional bag. Yep.
Yeah. And one left. Okay.
So I have 1,000 electrum. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not even close. Amethyst travels light.
Using a coffer, some rope, a backpack. Lutric fashions himself a backpack.
With coffer. Yeah. Easy. It's easy to be done.
Time to upstairs.
Yep.
So you're heading over these stairs.
Sure, we'll be very stealthy with all these bags of money now.
Yeah, roll me a stealth check.
27,
29, 16. Fuck, guys.
14,
15.
Oh, no, 24. Oh. Sorry, I forgot.
24 would be fine.
I can do one for Bolt here.
Well, that's for Allie, but yeah.
That's for Allie.
I'm rolling for Allie as well.
Yeah, Boltier
rolled a 27.
Oh, okay. I would roll for Allie's.
Do one for Lutric. God damn it. Fucking heavy armor, boys. God damn. I'm happy I had chili because I'm beginning to taste it in my fucking mouth.
Tasting your mouth?
I keep burping from this fucking alcohol.
Oh. Ah, yes. A 13 for Allie.
Go ahead, Luke.
No, I don't want to do the shot.
No, it's too late. You drink it and you like it. Allie rolled a 15 max.
Oh, okay.
Sam.
Are you taking one, Taylor, or should I?
I took one for Lutric.
Yeah, I can't Taylor... take a shot for myself.
Oh, wait. Who are you? Who's on deck?
Taking a shot for Allie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
And Lutric. Okay, and Lutric needs one too. All right, I'll take a shot.
Well, I rolled. No, it's for Allie. I just took a shot for Lutric.
Yeah.
And he has yet to roll.
So do I re-roll that with disadvantage again, or just normal and then
whatever
with disadvantage?
I think with disadvantage.
Yeah, it'd be with disadvantage.
Sure, yeah, it'd be disadvantage.
Hey.
So 26 then.
So then, yeah, all we need is for Allie, really. I don't know who wants to be a hero.
I mean, if it...
Okay, I'll do it then. I was losing track of who's taking shots for who and when.
Yeah, we have one for Allie. Allie's right now is 15 total.
Here, let me switch the names.
My belly is full of rice, so it's optimal for alcohol.
Do you guys still see your turn order?
No.
I took a screenshot.
Nice.
16, that's much better than 15.
All right, that's where...
Two shots
that's
for
where we're sticking
one.
Then.
Jesse.
Leave Don't Jesse
where we're sticking.
Jesse's a mine.
Be going through and putting them back in. Don't worry.
He's a baby boy.
Honestly, could I have mine stay here at this one?
If the entire party agrees to take this.
No.
Oh, then no. Because I just want to be kind of lower on the initiative in case I need
to. You already were. You were third.
Also, again, you can press that down arrow to go.
I know.
That's your turn somewhere else. Who's next?
But remember the stupidity that happened when two people just got passing.
Well, you just got to communicate that.
If we're taking the new one, Asher does have a plus D8 to initiative if he wants to use it.
Someone already said no. It had to be unanimous.
Unanimous? Musketeers.
Unanimous.
All for one.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
And yeah, with Asher in this already set up turn order, I don't think Asher gives shit. He's at the top. Alright, boys. You've arrived at the second level. Yeah?
Level up.
This level seems a lot quieter than the previous. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear that yet. So no, yeah, it's quieter.
Too quiet.
Passive perceptions.
13 for Amethyst.
13. 16.
19.
Man, Fang. Weird. It's not as recessed as the last one, but man, there's like a weird thing right there. Looks like a door.
Fang will inform the party. And go inspect the door.
None of you can see what Fang does. And Fang just looks weird.
You're so
Do I Fang. Need to roll investigation?
Yeah, you can roll investigation.
Okay.
So were those two facts like separate or correlating to each
what?
Other? Just no one sees it's what
both?
Fang does. He just looks weird. And like
both?
Two
both.
Separate
both.
Facts? Okay.
Separate, but they also correlate.
Oh.
Can I just say that, like, while Fang is underwater, it's like consistent muddy water around him.
Oh no, you're
so
perfectly
it's, like,
clean
of...
now.
Ah, fuck!
You're
my
not
worst enemy.
Clean now.
Shit! All right,
this is
well,
like the cleanest
16
you've
on
ever seen. Fang. Fang, you know it's here. You know something's here. You just can't find it. Can't find what is Fang. To move this door.
Fang will point out to the party. There is a passageway here. Is anyone able to help me look?
I'll take a look.
Okay, roll me perception checks.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you don't know what's there. You're trying to see what he sees.
What are you talking about, Fang?
What are you talking about?
fuck.
14?
19?
Boltier, Amethyst, you both are just like, Fang, you're going crazy. But Lutric and Asher, you both kind of like squint a little bit and you kind of like go over to where Fang was standing and kind of look. Oh yeah, like there's like a door shape here.
Can I do another investigation to try and find? Or do we have to do that in turn order now?
I'm going to say you spent your investigation.
Okay.
You're gonna have to hope someone else does good.
They have sea madness now.
Which is, Lutric and Asher, you can take an investigation if you want.
All right. Investigate.
But yeah, sea madness. It's a real thing.
Fine doorknob. 17.
17? Asher, you know something's here, but you just can't find it.
Ooh, it's a tough door.
Step aside. Let the professionals work.
Let the high
also 17.
Intelligence. High intelligence fighter.
Lutric, you know something's here. Just can't find it.
What are you guys doing? You guys are wiggling.
Both your amethysts, they just look insane. They just look weird.
Aloe.
Sponsored by aloe water.
Can you draw out where you see the door? Because I cannot see it.
How can we draw underwater?
Just run your finger around the fucking door outline!
You're
raised in the fucking wild, but goddamn, you're stupid!
This is just the Drake and Josh meme.
Yeah, Fang, Fang and Asher and Lutric, you guys just like, it's here, it's right here.
Finally,
Amethyst and Boltier take notice.
Did the druid just complain that someone was raised in the wild?
that is very.
I was raised,
calling the kettle black.
Hey, I was right by Hagheim on that little island. Wild is probably not the thing.
No, I will do a shot for Boltier.
Oh,
he's been working on his investigation skills.
He's been presenting his badge to everything.
If he
presents his badge to the door, does that mean it'll?
I'm surprised he didn't present his badge to Macaque. To be honest,
Macaque doesn't need Macaque. To. Tyler, no bad.
No. There is a player, a PC in my campaign tomorrow, he's a turtle. His name is McDragon Macaque.
Nice.
Yeah, but that guy's name was Macaque, so we're not going to call him that.
All right, Voltier, go for it. Come on.
Yeah, that's too suggestive, but Lutric is fine.
Yeah.
18.
Man, Voltier, you know something's here, but you can't find it.
All right.
I'm going to bet it's a DC 20.
I will do my investigation. I will dump my one luck point into this.
How do you only have one?
Because I'm not a fucking hoarder like a lot of you. I just use it as I get it because they're.
You know, no, wait, you know what? Before you roll, because I can give you some luck points here.
I won. Yeah, I left them.
I'll give you 10 of my luck points to give you a +5.
I have a +6. I have no other bonuses to investigation, FYI.
Well, have fun.
It's too late to give him the bolt here, so.
Okay, here we go.
Natural 20. Nice! Amethyst, watching these dumb men fumble over themselves, you kind of just pay attention, you're like, oh, there's a hidden lever right here. And you just reach through and just grab and pull. It looks like a little tiny like stalagmite. And you just you open the door into a hall that leads to another door that only Fang sees.
Oh no. The most ingenious trap. Time wasting doors to slow down.
It leads to nothing.
Can I keep my 20?
Bang turns to the party.
You can keep your 20 for that door you opened already.
Man.
You know where that lever is.
Bang
turns
to the party. Guys, I swear, there's another door.
He's been right every time so far.
For you guys, this just looks like it leads to a dead end.
This looks like a dead end. I don't see what you're saying.
Bang will try once again to trace the outline of the door.
Man, you guys, notice where this door is.
Can I assist Fang on looking for a latch to open this door?
Oh, yeah, Fang, you get a...
I don't know if you... Well, I mean, I only have a +1, but okay.
Yeah, Fang, you can get some help. So, Amethyst, why don't you roll me that investigation check? Because we don't do the help action like normal.
Right.
You have to hit the D... You have to beat the DC of the thing, don't you?
No, you have to hit a DC of 15.
15.
And I don't give a bonus.
I don't. Yeah, you don't. So, I mean, Fang's gonna try.
Yeah, Fang, you can try.
I'll dump 3 luck points into it. Hey!
Wow! Wow!
24.
Wow, that's really good. So Fang, you know something's here, but you just can't find it. Oh my God.
It's a DC 25.
Yup.
Damn it.
We've been.
Fuck, man. You know how are we gonna get this door?
You know what? I trust my new comrade. With his guidance, I will put 15 luck points into this.
You better. I'll be on deck for shots.
Dropping me down to 43 luck points.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, the big spender.
Yeah. I don't want
to. Oh my God.
All right. Nope.
I'm taking a shot. I'm taking a shot.
Oh, nope.
Sam's got it.
I'm doing it first. You're on deck next.
Fuck,
man. Fuck.
Who?
Yeah.
Who knew what would be the unraveling of this party was secret doors?
Hidden door checks.
If there's another curse secret door. If there's another secret door, you just call it quits.
Go for it.
Someone's just scornfully designing a place with secret doors.
Okay.
It's 14. So 29 in total.
If there's a third secret door, yeah, we just turn around.
29 in total. Lutric, kind of take a look at this, man. You're going to figure out real quick that, oh, guys, there's this lever right here. And you just reach out and you pull.
Please, God, no.
I can't wait for this third door.
Yeah, the mystic third door. Comedy comes in threes.
This looks like a room.
If I was the one to have created this dungeon, there would be a third door.
Except the third door would be like a DC 10.
Jesus Christ, these yeah. checks.
Because by then people would assume it's DC 30.
Dumb. Truing into this D&D session where we all get drunk checking a door.
This room you're at, this room is filled in a rich, deep green. The walls are frescoed with representations of marine plant life. A large seaweed bed fills the northwestern corner. There is a spear propped against the wall in the southwestern corner. In the center of the eastern wall hangs a mirror with a filigree metal frame. Below is a large coffer, its lid closed.
Oh.
Second coffer. What are you guys gonna do? You can also hear what sounds like some gurgling happen. It's very muffled, so you assume it's not in this next room, but possibly a room off of that one.
Is the coffer locked?
It appears so.
All right.
Would you like to roll an investigation check?
I would definitely love to do this at this point in time. Love investigations.
Okay, nice.
So a 25.
Okay.
Down
okay.
The last door.
Boltier, as you're searching over this coffer, you figure out the keyhole that's on this coffer is meant to trick would-be thieves. There is no lock behind that keyhole, but you figure out quickly there's a slot hidden under the lid of the coffer. The slot cannot be cannot be opened by some kind of tool of some kind. But you have figured out and noticed through your check the slot and realize this is trapped. To use the slot to open it, you're going to need to disarm the trap unless you want to try taking your chance with the trap.
All right.
Since none of you have thieves' tools, you could try to do a jerry rig check.
All right, let's do it.
What's that?
Oh, it's the same as thieves' tools, just a disadvantage.
Ah.
Boltier, do you have proficiency in thieves' tools?
I don't believe that I do.
Man.
Do not? If you do not, then it is just a straight dex check at disadvantage.
Oh, yikes.
Who knew? Okay. Annie would become useful.
All right, let's put another 10 in here. God damn it. It's a +5 at disadvantage.
You're dumping 10 for a plus 5? You mean a 10 for plus 10?
Alright, there we go.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay.
Boltier, you kind of look around, you find what looks like discarded pieces of driftwood and some bone. You start picking them up and you go, like, this could probably work. You start just jamming things into place. And you're going to hear what sounds like a some kind of spring snapping, something whizzing, and it's going to start to slow down. And you're going to watch the lid of the coffer pop open harmlessly.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Hey, all these checks, all this alcohol, and all this luck point is for...
A leather harness adorned with small rubies and platinum buckles worth 75 gold pieces. A canvas bag made so good that it's a canvas bag, but it also holds 22 platinum pieces. An ornately carved stone box containing 6 portions of some kind of seaweed thing. It seems to be particularly put in there. It's some kind of seaweed. You can roll a nature check if you really desire. There's a silver frame, 25 gold pieces worth for that frame, holding a portrait of what looks like a very feminine shark fish lady. Pretty big and muscular. You're not certain if it's a man or a woman, but and then a statuette of a shark made from gold.
I will do a nature check on the seaweed. 23 for it.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Why now?
Congrats, Tyler. That's your one crit.
Oh God, I'm writing down all the loot we've been getting. I don't know. Has anyone else been writing loot?
I wrote down the platinum, the statue of the goldfish, and the portrait of fish.
The only thing I wrote down is the stuff I grab.
I should probably write the medallion down.
All right. So, Amethyst, you've only ever ran into this a few times. It's a rare plant that grows in isolated stony shelves underwater in trenches. It's called rapture weed. A creature that consumes the fronds of rapture weed become poisoned for 6 hours, during which time it experiences occasional hallucinations and a feeling of euphoria. Any creature that consumes rapture weed has a 1% chance of instead becoming incapacitated for the duration of the plant's effects. During this time, it experiences terrifying visions of an enormous shark devouring great amounts of prey. When the effect wears off or is negated, a creature must succeed a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be affected from a form of long-term madness.
Poison. Got it.
I will relay what it is and suggest that we leave it where it is.
But we can take it. That sounds about right. Maybe his fizz could have some use for it.
We could sell it.
I don't think this should be on the market, if I'm being honest.
Or maybe Pimble could take a look at it.
Wow, if Annie was here.
Yeah, shut up. We're not playing Annie.
Hearing about that, this shouldn't be on the market. Bad news. This shit's already on the market.
It's already also on the market.
Fucks people up real bad.
It's a hallucinogenic
which I will tell you, one of the first missions that Team B had to do dealt with rapture weed because someone took some, went fucking bonkers, and murdered someone in the slums.
Who was that?
That's not my character.
Which one of Team B was that, Davis?
Oh, it wasn't anyone. No, you guys were investigating the murder.
How you said it made it sound like it was one of Team B's.
No, it was one of the missions they did.
Okay.
Like, someone has one of those too.
It was one of the first missions they did.
Amethyst will kind of sigh and will grab the. I don't want to actually grab the rapture weed, but I will tell them it is sellable. But I'm not taking it.
Got a pretty good amount, and in the raw form, like you could sell it to someone who could refine it.
I will once again give this out. The information out to everybody.
I mean, his fizz is a licensed pharmacist.
Then how about Volti? You give it to his
fizz. I feel safer giving it to Pim.
He pulled out his doctorate.
You don't feel safe? Wait, what happened?
He's also showed his credentials.
Yeah.
Shoals.
It's real.
Shoals.
I also love how I love how you guys are just like credentials, even though no one insight checks him ever about that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's because regardless, Annie was
actually Annie was the only person who did insight check him because Annie started to believe what he said after that because he was like, "Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you showed me some of this stuff and you're being honest, okay."
Yeah, man, Annie, Master Forger is like, "Yeah, no, that's real, all right." but no, I will just relay what it is, and if you want to sell it, you can. I'm not grabbing it.
I will take it.
What kind of bag did you say? Like some sort of
canvas bag?
Canvas.
Yeah, very nicely made canvas bag that has 22 platinum pieces in it.
And then the harness with the rubies.
You say 22 platinum pieces.
Yeah,
22. Okay.
Yeah, I said 22.
Okay. I want to make sure that I don't want to write a number like 222.
Oh, dang. Counting was off.
I'm a billionaire. How did that happen?
But can I grab them back? I'll carry it.
Yeah, you can.
Nothing bad.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
10.
10? Nice.
I don't want to do shit for that because I don't like that, but I'm not.
Dude, I'm like 3 shots in already.
Yeah, let me hear about it. Yeah.
Jesse.
I think Davis is messing with us. I don't believe it for a damn second.
For you, Jesse. And your...
and your alcoholism. Wait a minute.
And your new acquisition of dark vision.
He grabs it.
But how can he have dark vision? He's a human.
But it's just a nice belt. Throw away all the planets.
Fair enough.
Joke's on you. This is definitely just... No, I'm not actually going to say that.
Are you sufficient?
I know what happened last time I said that.
What?
What? This is just water.
Oh God!
Season down a half a bottle.
Yeah, if it's just water, chug it.
Sorry about again.
Prove that's just water, Taylor. Come on.
Yeah, I did a shot for you.
17.
Okay.
This is fine.
In any event, I guess we should stealthily. I guess I'll grab the harness.
Okay. Voltier takes the BDSM harness. Got it.
Could use it later. Anyway, the fish is much too masculine to for this to fit on Thunder. That's very, very feminine body. Anyway,
do you guys head into the next room? I assume
no one taking the other stuff.
The portrait of the fish lady, and the okay. We'll take the statue, but I don't know if we really need the portrait.
I was going to say, I'm literally like 3 pounds off of max.
If I had
to, I can't take anything.
I will grab the statuette and put it in my bag.
Great. That's 200 gold pieces. Only a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to sell that.
That's fine. You guys don't know that.
Melt it.
Wisdom save.
Yep.
18.
Okay.
And I will put it in my bag. You say it's worth 200?
Yep.
Sneaky, sneaky time.
How big is this portrait of this fish person?
Like hand size. Big. Something you could just have on you.
Well, I'll take it, I guess. Who knows?
It would look nice mounted, you know?
That's how we kill. It's the Baroness. This is how we kill her with embarrassment.
It's a small...
It's a wallet.
Tyler, you need to check chat.
Check chat.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
You are now attracted to fish people.
Joke's on you.
I was already.
So you guys went into the next room over, or?
Dude, yeah, arc was my favorite arc.
My favorite arc for your most hated character, Taylor. Stealth. Yeah. I would guess.
All right, roll me stealth then.
Man,
I rolled with disadvantage, my bad.
Is the thing still up?
Yeah, it lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, a full hour. Yeah. I thought it was like 10 minutes. Okay.
No, it's...
Sam, you don't have to worry about any buffs you have right now wearing off.
29.
Stealth, let's see.
That's sleight of hand for Allie.
26.
26?
Huh? 21.
28.
22. Sorry.
Okay. Walking in, this room is coral, is tiled in pink coral. The walls show scenes of Swahagan in victorious combat against whales, groups of squid, and a great tentacled beast whose identity is not obvious. Wink. A large table in the center of the room has benches on all four sides. A small silver object lies on the table. The object on the table is a silver medallion, about 2 inches in diameter, on a fine silver chain. On one side of the medallion, it carries the engraving of a shark. The other side depicts a dozen tridents offset of a circle in the form of the shape of a star. Look of it? Probably nice. Also, seems that this medallion weirdly kind of looks like the shape of the keyhole on the one coffer you guys took with you.
Amazing.
Oh. Who wants to open the other coffer?
I would like to open the other coffer.
All right, picking it up, roll me with some saving throw.
Is this a magical effect?
Man! Like, everything.
Davis?
Just roll it for me, buddy.
Is this magical?
Just roll it for me, buddy.
It's an incoming spell.
Just roll it for me, buddy.
Why am I getting a strange feeling that something bad's gonna happen?
Sure, it's fine.
Oh.
It's 8.
This isn't one of those items. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Upon opening up this coffer, you find 2 platinum and pearl coronets of sea elf design. Both would be about 700 gold pieces each. A fine pearl necklace, about 500 gold pieces. 2 gold wristbands inlaid with diamonds, probably about 250 gold pieces each. A silver ring bearing the insignia of, what was this?
Amethyst will start making her way towards the diamond inlaid bracelets.
What?
I'm moving towards the diamond inlaid bracelets. Or is that in the coffer?
That's the coffer I just opened.
Oh.
Amethyst just starts approaching Lutric.
It is a silver ring that bears the signet of... Well, looks like a mermaid with her arms upraised, clutching a scroll in her left hand and a wand in her right hand, which you all will recognize as the signet of the Grask Estate. Also, at the bottom of the coffer, there's going to be 200 platinum pieces scattered loosely.
All right. Well, before anyone tries to just grab anything out of this, I'm just going to seal it and put it back on my back.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like a good idea to just keep it all together.
Yeah, it's just easier this way, I guess.
But if I need those diamonds?
You have enough diamonds.
You already have a bag.
I can only cast Revivify twice. Yeah, I can exactly. Do it twice.
Well, don't let more than 2 of your teammates die.
I can't help exactly. If they're being stupid.
Wow. Wow.
Reaction to talk.
But, yeah.
Let's keep you sneaky.
The muffling sound is definitely coming from this door, though.
Sneak, 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 sneak.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Are we rolling again, Davis?
You're gonna roll when you open this door.
Okay.
Is the gurgling rhythmic?
No.
Okay.
It's a conversation.
Oh, is okay. I mean,
yeah, Lutric. The harness is in the room. Come on now.
Jesus. Rhythmic?
Well, like, is the guy asleep on the other side of the door?
No. I get what he meant, but yeah, it's like, pretty
perverted. I guess I didn't think of it that way. Sorry.
But opening this door, it seems that you're on a side entrance into what appears like a throne room.
Oh boy.
Oh, the Baron and Baroness.
Yup.
Time to murder.
At the end of a short stretch corridor, another archway opens up to a larger area. Here's the floor is tiled in indigo and the walls dark blue. On the north side, a massive ornately carved throne rises from the pale blue dais. Pale blue marble pillars stand at the east and west. The dais is of the same pale blue marble, while the throne is black coral. The ceiling is tiled in pale blue. Roll me stealth, boys. Let's see how far you can get into here.
23.
Oh, that was me. That's 18.
27.
Nah. I gotta roll for Allie.
No, you already rolled for Allie.
No, I rolled for my stealth.
Oh, it's a plus no, Lutric.
That's a nat one for a 13.
Oh. All right. Last shot of the night's going to you, bud.
So Allie has a 26 and I have a 18.
Wow.
Nat 118.
Wow.
And we're all shot for them. You're our hero, Sam.
The last one.
That's right. I don't work tomorrow or anything.
But you do, Tyler.
I know I do. Very, very early.
I guess we'll get about here into the chamber silently.
Wait, hang on. Lutric hasn't re-rolled.
Remember, group stealth.
I know.
You can give yourself a better chance of not being noticed, sure.
Yeah. I raised the average here.
Yeah, I'm just going to place.
So you're not going to re-roll, Lutric? Oh!
Yeah, the average.
You're...
Sorry, Sam.
God damn it.
Man, we need to find this boy lighter armor.
On the throne sits an oversized Swahagin. This creature has four arms. In his right upper hand, he holds a large trident, and his two lower hands grip the arms of his throne. Floating next to the throne, on the creature's right-hand side, is an adult female Swahagin holding a long staff tipped with a jumble of shark's jaws and teeth. In the front of the throne, at the foot of the dais, three adult Swahagin float with their backs to you. Two float with bodies held rigid, while the third pedals before the throne. That's where we're going to end for tonight.